think that that carpet's going to your feet. I'll make a deal with you. No matter what, we'll come back and play at this place again, but please remove the carpet next time, okay? You know, in Brussels, they didn't like the seats, so they just ripped the seats up. Those kids are strong, you know, from working in the fields. I think all of us should do a little field work.
City emerging as the nation's newest music mecca, the river's not all that's burning. Rock Around the World presents the Joan of Arc of rock and roll. Where there's smoke, there's Patti Smith, live in Cleveland.
The first night, Cleveland, everything was set up for me, you know, for us. I mean, when I say me, I mean us, you know, like the group. The kids were we had like maniac fans that were waiting for us. I mean, it was like no other place, you know. Atlanta was pretty hot, but Cleveland was it. It's like really total rock and roll city. The kids are all dressed like me, and the girls have leather jackets. They had presents, you know. The girls were like, all, you know, like girls were calling up to see if any of the boys needed a woman. I mean, it was like, it was great.
Late afternoon, streaming hooks.
Joan of Arc ups the stakes. More from Patti Smith live at the Agora when Rock Around the World returns.
That, I will tell you, was pathetic. But I don't care.
Rock Around the World returns to the stage of the Agora in Cleveland, but first, meet Patti Smith.
One of the things that I try to talk about, you know, in every town I go to or the people I go to, is like, if everybody had more pride in what they were doing, we could always have good shows, whether or not it was a club or whether there was 50 people or 2,000 or 40,000 people. Everything should be great, you know? I think that there's a way that you can, like, find, you know, a conspiratorial rhythm with anyone, you know? It's like part of, like, I'm not like some, in you know, some, like, weirdo religious freak that's we're all one and all that stuff, you know? I mean, you know, it's not that. It's just that I really do feel that you can, like, connect with anybody if, like, you find, if you just find a point, you know? It's like the more successful you get, the more, in a way, the more humble you get, because you start realizing how many people have to do with your success. Not only the kids, you know, not only them, but, like, you know, just everybody, you know? It's like, I mean, it's, there's so much that has to do with doing a good show. It's like, you need that, you know? You need to feel a certain power, a certain strength when you're on the stage. It just has to do with being able to, like, be so strong that you can take people out of, like, you know, I mean, everybody suffers pain. I suffer a lot of pain. It's like, you know, life is really tough, you know, and one of the reasons people go, you know, to concerts or something for, is for, like, escape. It's or why they go to church, you know, to be illuminated for an hour, to get out of their body, to connect someplace, get their head flooded, you know. I mean, a good performance to me, a good show is an energy exchange, you know, where, you know, the performer puts out, it's like a good love making, you know. It's like that, you know, you give for a while and then you take back and then you get pleasure, you make somebody come and then they make you come, you know. It's like, or you come together, you know. It's, to me, it's a real sexual thing, performing. I mean, I don't deny that. I mean, Accused, I'm proud of that. I mean, to me, there's like, I mean, there's, it's like, you know, the feeling you have, you know, and like sexual orgasm is like one of the highest feelings that you can have, I'm sure. I mean, that's what people feel like, you know, like in Shout Baptist churches or like in Harder They Come. Remember the women like writhing and stuff? I mean, they were being fulfilled, you know? I mean, they were being satisfied.
Most people's goal in life to retire, you know? And all retiring is a steady state of daydreaming. It's like that's all disguised by television watching.
Oh, Yeah.
I don't think so, no. Do not go to the palace with me, Marie. Oh no, I don't believe so, no. You are not for me, but you go. And no suits till the pattern's coming.
More from Patti Smith in concert at Cleveland's Agora Nightclub. It will be a privilege when Rock Around the World returns.
Rock and roll to me is really great, and we've only scratched the surface of it. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say stuff as if it's like dead. To me, it's just in its pterodactyl state. You know, I really see it as like rock and roll. Like, I have like fantasies, but I really see it as possible. You know, it's like, you know, like it's these science fiction fantasies of like rock and roll taking over the world, you know. It's like privilege. We do a song from that.
Yeah, a lot of people spit, but can they do it in slow motion?
Ooh, Patti Smith, live on the stage of the Agora in Cleveland as Rock Around the World returns.
I'm gonna enter into the realm of slow expectoration. Slow motion expectoration.
The days of love and torment, the nights of rock and roll. I see it all before me. Sometimes my future's empty.
Leave me something to give. Oh God, give me something.
More from Patti Smith live in Cleveland. Joan of Arc ignites her afterburners as Rock Around the World continues. Before Rock Around the World returns to Patti Smith on the Agora stage in Cleveland, a backstage moment of truth.
I always wanted to like semi-self-destruct at least one moment on stage every night. I always want, like, if even if we have a bad show and I know we were lousy or we didn't play good or I didn't sing good or, you know, the sound system blows up, as long as there's like one moment that happens that nobody would ever see again or before, that at least, you know, makes me happy. That at least makes me feel like it's worth it. It's got to be worth it, you know.
Hi, Patti. Hi, Lenny. Hi, Jan. Hi, Ivan. Hi, Chris. Hi, Cleveland. Hi. Hey, you guys. I want you two guys to have some fun. Turn around.
Thank you.
nation are you?
Poetry is a drug. Victory is a drug. We consume. Take together. We consume. Without pardon. Victory is a drug. The trenches, it's war. Women in dark glasses, women in black cars.
There was a planet. This is a story of the little planet. This is sort of a, don't expect nothing heavy, just get yourself into a little engine that could space. This is the little planet that could. They eliminated all social and political structures and lived in a state of harmonious anarchy. This was six-day ecstasy. Now on the seventh day, should we make it a Monday? The seventh day, which I think is a Monday. Yeah, it'll be a four-day week for the coal miners. On the seventh day, wait a minute, Bruce, don't get cocktail on me. I'll be up here all night. Oh, listen, should I tell my joke? It's pretty good, right? Well, maybe. Maybe. Well, you know. No, I'll get off my train of thought. I don't care if you don't laugh. I mean, if you guys don't laugh, when we're mastering it, I'll just get canned laughter. Like off the Fred Flintstone thing or something. I bet you're getting really impatient. And on the seventh day, everybody just relaxed and just... Jesus died somebody's sins, not mine. Oh!
Patti Smith returns for concluding benediction when Rock Around the World returns. Once again, Patti Smith.
I was reading this thing in Genesis 11, how it says, you know, everybody spoke, it said, and all of mankind were all of one tongue, and they all communicated freely within each other. They sort of like had this great telepathy, which I always call porno reggae. That's sort of like how, you know, this real rhythmic thing they had with each other. So, and then they were building the Tower of Babel, pre-babbling. And then God checked it out, and he looked down, and he said, look at this, look at these people. They all speak the same tongue. They all, like, can connect with each other. So now anything they imagine is possible to them. And instead of being curious or instead of being delighted, he got, like, sort of paranoid. He had 60s disease or something. And he said, well, I'm going to split their tongues. You know, he split everybody's tongue, and then the tower crumbled, and we all disconnected. But, like, I always like to think about that. That's like you know, I always love to have an obsession about everything. My obsession or fantasy or whatever, or desire, is like thinking of like finding the Rosetta Stone to that original tongue, you know? I mean, that tongue when everybody was really connected. And to me, it's like the thing that's been most successful in like getting everybody to connecting tongue-wise is rock and roll. You know what it is? It's like, I don't know what my place in it is or anything. I mean, I don't see that I'll be in it a long time or you know, I don't even care, you know, just to be able to be some kind of catalyst or to be in the line of, or to like be able to like be like to like help wake people up or help things move along. I mean, I'd be really proud of that. I'll be real proud to look back, you know, even if I didn't get any further than now, you know, when I grew up, you know, and got old and stuff, you know. Like, Mommy, what did you do in the war? Well, Mommy was a rock and roll star, you know.
Rock. Joan of Arc at the Burning River. Rock Around the World has presented Patti Smith, recorded live at the Agora in Cleveland, April 18th, 1978. Live recording by Jim Hillenbrand, courtesy Agency Recording Studios, Cleveland, and Arista Records. Next, Fusion Festival.